The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, man. We got a special guest up on Big Facts. He is the number one nigga right now. He is fucking the whole game up. Lil Baby, welcome to Big Facts, bro. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm great, man. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here, man. Yeah, we're glad you're here. In tradition, man, you got to swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but truth. Can we swear you in, Lil Baby?
I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, the absolute truth.
Every time.
First off, bro, we want to say
seven appreciate, court.
Appreciate to know you busy, you know what I'm saying? About to drop the album tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
First, most definitely.
Know you busy, know you been working and shit, you know what I'm saying? For you to even stop, take your time out to come fuck with us, bro.
I had to fuck with Atlanta, the real. I got to fuck with the real.
Nah, but I'm just saying, we really appreciate that
For sure.
Because you didn't have to.
Most definitely.
But you did. You know what I'm saying? Salute. So let's talk about the transition off top, bro. Like, how's the transition be, you know, from coming from the hood and then getting into the rap game been for you overall?
Overall, it's been a hell of a transition, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, still got the shit you gotta face in the streets, or the shit that come with being in the streets, and then now you're a rapper, so you already carry yourself a certain type of way, certain stuff you ain't going for, certain stuff you going for, so
right.
It be like different, you know what I'm saying, when you're making the transition. So, but the hardest part about the transition is just like transitioning, you know what I'm saying, like, cause it's really not like I'm kinda transitioning, it's like if you're doing it or you're not. So it'd be like a little gate, which you be kind of scraggling over.
What was that day or that moment when it hit you? Like, man, I got to leave some of this other shit alone, and
you
really
never hit. You never hit me like that. Like, my people hit me like it's over with.
Your people hit you?
Yeah.
Like, what people? Like the
people I used to deal with.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's over with.
Oh, it's over. It's burnt out.
It's over. It's just,
yeah. Find
some good wise lasted, you know what I'm saying?
Right, we gotta find something else.
And
to
that
do.
Gap, it was just like, shit, I'm just gonna stick to rapping.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened for me. Like in my head, I probably was on some shit. Like I probably was gonna try to hustle forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no telling. You feel me? Nigga, mind really be trapped. That shit really a trap. Like, even now, my mind still be on stuff that don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I know it's because my mind been trapped for so long. That's the way I think.
But it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, watching you like from the ground and shit, it seemed like you don't let none of that shit phase you, though. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like you say, your mind be on certain shit, seeing little petty shit. It like, you just take that shit and keep ticking. Like, no matter if a nigga name in the blogs or whatever.
I have been through so much real shit in life. That type of shit.
Make-believe shit don't even matter.
Can't goddamn matter to me, man.
Real shit.
I know what come behind, like, when I get myself involved in some stuff, and that ain't the route I'm trying to go. So I let that shit be.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
That's real shit. You know exactly, goddamn, with that back and forth shit, get a nigga.
Yeah, whack.
A nigga had to goddamn really.
You feel me? Like, shit. One of us, something's
gonna happen. Some bullshit gonna happen.
My folks ain't gonna play.
No.
Like, and I ain't trying to even fuck up what I got going on.
Yeah,
so,
nah.
Ignore.
But you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't doing nothing. These niggas, that's the Instagram shit. Nigga ain't doing no face to face shit. That's why I always tell
niggas. It's always
Instagram. Hey man, do that shit when you see me. You go see me.
They gonna be there.
You go see me and you do that shit when you see me. All that Instagram. Man, I'm not studying that shit.
That shit be the reason, man. I ain't tripping.
Nah,
see,
real
but
shit.
Like I don't see that shit and catch up with your ass.
Real
catch
shit.
Up with you.
Shit. Nah, babe, I watch your whole grind, bro. Like your rap grind, like
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like from
you see me like first start rapping, so
yeah, like
you definitely can see
like
it.
The whole
whatever,
time, like,
whatever going, you can see it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro.
But I really can't see it because
I can
like
see
I'm
it.
In it. So it's like every day is something different to the point where it's like I'm going with it as it go by the day. So it ain't like 6 months, I'm totally different from the last 6 months, even though I'm different, but every day in those 6 months, I change. So it's like, I'm glad
bags changing every 6 months.
The bags definitely like,
change.
As them bags change, man, nigga ass want to be here more and more.
More and more, more and more.
More and more.
Most shit don't matter. Like, bag come, down matter, like, it's bigger than, you know what I'm saying? That's what matter the most right now.
Nah, but you could tell, like, you know what I'm saying? Me being another nigga, you could tell that you were bred through hustlers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just off knowing you, like, and how hard you go with this rap shit that you don't even have to do. Like, I see goddamn drops from niggas. Like, how the hell didn't he get a drop from Baby? Like, you'll stop and
right.
really do the shit that's going to keep you on top.
Keep you going.
You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas be trying to ump me now.
It's crazy because I ain't never named me a cut trial. I ain't even know that they can keep me on top. Like,
that's going to keep me on top.
Niggas just do it. Just cause, you know.
Little shit. Nah, I already know what you're saying. Like, that's coming from a... Just being a nigga with gratitude.
Yeah, I done appreciate you want me on your drop.
Exactly. Really?
Like, instead of like, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know I might be the catch in this situation, but just from where I come from, for a nigga want to be like, baby, let me get you on my drop. I'm still like, come on with it.
Yeah, nigga, let's get it. Like, nigga, I'm gonna turn this shit up. The whole world needs to see
however,
this.
Yeah, whatever. I want you to do the same thing for me. You feel me? Fact. Like, if I had nothing stopped you, like, hey, big bang, I'm having a podcast. I want you to come pop in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I feel like you would come.
Nah,
you know
fact.
What I'm saying? So, like, I'm gonna do them same type of shit. Like,
that's real.
Yeah. Every situation.
What you think of some other keys? Like, one thing we gotta be real about in Atlanta is, like, sometimes niggas don't stay. Cause they fall off. So what you think some of the shit is that other people can do it that you've been doing to make sure that in 2025 we still gonna be talking
believe
about
it or not, baby. I really look at I look more at the fall offs than I do people's success. Like,
yeah,
I be on it. Like, I be trying to figure out where they went wrong at. Like,
what's some of the stuff you don't caught though? Like, what you think it is?
I been having a problem cause it's like I can't compare myself to nobody. Like, so I can't say who was at my level and then fell off.
You don't think, but I think in Atlanta, like.
Nah, you do it different though, Show.
Yeah, you different.
Yeah, cause like, you fuck with everybody.
And then
like,
you fell off, so I can't even use somebody for, like, my guideline almost. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, a couple artists that fell off in Atlanta, I kind of was on them.
Yeah.
When I was at their level, like, what they did wrong for me not to. Yeah. And now it's at the point where, like, I don't even have nobody to look at. Who like fell off at my level, you know what I'm saying? So like falling off ain't even in my head. But
think being too comfortable? Like I think some niggas get
niggas get cute, man.
They get cute.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas get on that cute shit. You know, we use cute up here, big facts as another word is, you know, other I need back and all. You know that other right. shit instead right. of saying some real fuck shit, but
right.
he need to get cute and go to forgetting, you know what I'm saying? Like you see Shouter, he on like from the big artist to the small artist.
Right, that's what I think matters a lot. Like you gotta stay in tune. Like I feel like if I hadn't got in my bag and just went to LA and like left the bros and then I wouldn't even have nothing to rap about.
Six more months left. You got six more months left in your career then.
Yeah, I feel like I fell off.
Yeah. Due to the fact I'm in the mix and I still know what's going on. I know what to say, I know how to say it. Shit, I don't see me falling off. I'm on what's going on. But if I separate myself from that and I'm LA, you know, on some Hollywood shit, I feel like that's when I fall off.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. Niggas is getting comfortable with Hollywood shit. And then too, like, when you come from having some money before you get into the shit, I think that's important, too, because some niggas can't handle no money.
Right.
Nah, it ain't even the money. It's the hustle mentality that you have.
That's important, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nigga come from hustling, like, no matter what. Nigga, if we was some nigga that just only had goddamn... He had a pound, he had a half pound, we were still hustling.
Right.
See, niggas who come from this shit, just some broke ass niggas didn't get in this shit. They have a different type of complex and bitch shit about they sucker. They know they want shit.
Right. Mm.
Well, shouting, these niggas been hustling, got a crew of hustlers.
And
you know
the shit
saying?
We talked about a few weeks ago, which is the pussy.
What?
Nigga think they popping because they get some pussy.
Because they can fuck these hoes and shit.
That make a lot. Like, nigga go to start feeling they sell about these females, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
But nah, it seems like you don't have them problem about these hoes. Them niggas, what is, like, have you ever had a problem out of a nigga about a bitch? Like,
shit's so crazy. I ain't even never had a run in with no nigga about no girl. Like, it's a couple dudes who are in the gang who really don't fuck with me, but it's because of a girl. They think it's a girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done caught in that drip, but ain't never been no.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I ain't never had
sucker shit.
Nigga tip my phone. Nah. FaceTime me, man. Shout out, had some word. None of that, never. Cause I really don't need to be entertaining no girls like that to be caught up with no shit like that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But you know how these niggas be. These niggas be crazy too. They'll make it a problem. Like,
yeah. But created in their head.
Grace of God, like, I ain't had to go through that. Whatever be going on, I hear a little slick shit. I can hear a little slish, and I know a nigga might be talking about me about a female, like, feel me? But they leave it at that, so I leave it at that. You know,
real
like,
shit.
I go for that, you know.
It ain't nothing. So it ain't nothing.
It really ain't nothing. So yeah. I ain't got no like. But I be hearing rappers like, he called his phone, and he was saying this, and then he was saying, like, a lot of these folks who be beefing be bap bros, like.
No, that's what Bank be saying. Nine times out of ten.
But these, sometimes these niggas will fake it off and like it ain't that.
By something else. Of course. Yeah. It be by the bitch. Shit like that. I ain't never
like been. Everybody fucking these hoes, man. Yeah, that's nigga what nigga realize.
Then I always been that nigga who fucking a nigga hoe, so like, I ain't never been into it. Like, even if I call a nigga fucking my hoe, I ain't my problem ain't with you. Because I know how these females be. You feel me? So I don't even know how I take a nigga coming at me by the girl because nobody ain't raping these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so if your girl got damn fuck with me, you need to take that up with her.
Yeah.
Not me. You feel me? Even me, if I felt like you and my girl was fucking around, and
what
I got
felt
I
like,
a problem, my problem with the girl, because that's where my loyalty's supposed to be at.
What if it's like, a nigga who, like, you supposed to, like, we asked the question the other day, what if a nigga is supposed to be, like, your homeboy, though?
Yeah, man, if I feel like I can't trust him, I might cut him off, but I
can't
step to him.
Yeah, because I can't trust you, period, though.
I can't step to him and be like, bro, you dead ass. I didn't real deal fall out one of my main mans about some shit like that, though. Like, young, I'm like 14, 13, and he, like, 21, 22. His girl, she just, like, you know, just, you know, some girls like young niggas. Just. Mm-hmm. So I hit him one time and I told him, like, but he really, like, felt some type of way, like, deep about it. But I was his little bro, though, like, ride the bike type shit, like.
I ain't gonna lie, though, baby. Like, when I first saw you, like, in the club, it was, you came to my party. I had a party that time.
Right.
And got down the first time ever, like, I ain't know you was a rapper, but nigga, you was the same nigga then as you is now, bro. That shit crazy. Like, on some real nigga shit.
That's
like,
the way I'm trying to keep it. You know
nah, real shit, like.
Get a little bit more money, so a nigga handle like, himself a little different, but for just mindset and me, like, same nigga.
Nah, real shit, though.
Niggas really be, like, amazed at that shit. Like, I be bumping into him, I get they probably, like, expect the nigga.
These
be,
niggas
like,
ain't doing that, bro.
Different.
Yeah, they not.
These ain't doing that, bro.
Right, facts.
You get a whole nother nigga when you sing.
Whole like, different.
Whole nother nigga, like, real shit, like.
Only thing, I might just be a little bit more aggressive because it just be so much bullshit going on. But other than that, I'm
gotta,
saying
you got to protect the brand for sure.
My people, I'm letting them walk up on me. Like, these my people, we sit talk. Maybe we used to sit and talk. I ain't on
same
like,
shit, yeah.
I ain't in no rush. I can't. But your kids, whatever your kids need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sit right there and wait on you to FaceTime. Is that what the case is? Like, whatever. Like, I don't know. I really get a thrill out of that shit.
Nah, that shit, because the nigga was already. Having hoes.
Shit like
having
that.
Paper. I'm telling you, it's just different, bro.
It ain't the shit I get through. I get through out of, like, baby a real nigga. Like, baby keep 1,000. Like, nigga ain't just on like, that nigga fuck nigga.
You gotta be hating if you saying like, baby fuck nigga.
That's
yeah, for
shit
sure.
I like. That's the one you, on. That's the one you putting out there like.
Yeah, that's the
you
one
really gotta be hating niggas. I ain't got no ain't problem with nobody.
Yeah, I ain't giving them type vibes out for nigga. Just be like, baby fuck nigga. Like, but you know, you got niggas who like that. But. That's what I'm fascinated with, the respect I get, the look on people's faces.
Embrace.
Like, when they see me, yeah, the way they, my city embraced me, like, even other cities, you know what I'm saying? Like, because now I'm at a point, like, I don't go nowhere where people don't know me. Like, it used to be, like, you know, like 5 out of 10 places they know me. But, like, now it's, like, 10 out of 10 places, like, I can't go, like, nowhere.
You
like,
caught that commercial, man. He on that commercial. What commercial that is?
Finish Line commercial. Yeah.
Finish Line. You caught that commercial, man. That's yeah,
like,
worldwide.
Now, anywhere I go, they be on me. Like, anywhere. I'm talking about, like, any kind of place, like, from you know, like, the craziest places you wouldn't even expect, like, the mail lady who take the mail to your house type shit. Mm-hmm.
Like, how that shit feel just knowing, like, cause, you know, we been fly niggas been getting paid, but how it feel to know, like, you could jump in one of these whole DM, like, a bitch, like, bro, I can try this bitch up. I'm
like,
the baby.
That be like, hell of a feeling. You know that, like, where we come from, like,
yeah.
That's why I explained to my folk, like, bro, I really come from, like, nigga, like, dreaming of that type shit. Like, what? That shit a nigga, like, you feel me? That's life to a
get
nigga.
Get
like,
this bitch, man. I got to.
For sure. Just for us. Like, that shit don't even be for me down there. That shit for, like, all of us. Like,
for everybody, bro.
I still got the one who fascinated, like, dream about it. Like, send me girls, like, you know her? I'm like, yeah, I know her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
get her for us, bro.
Shit, like, for us, like, bro, I don't, not for you, fuck it, hell for us, like.
Real shit.
Then it ain't even be no problem. I can tell them, they don't even know her anyway. Like, yeah, I did that for you. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Not enough for you.
No. She don't even know, I don't even like you.
Nah, real shit.
One of the bros and put a hit on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot my shot for you.
Crew, let you see these young niggas.
They want to see you. They want to see you in person. They like you. You know what I'm saying? They watch you on TV, all that type shit.
Man, not, another thing the streets in the industry been buzzing on is your lyrics, bro. You just been going hard. You be having them lines, them quote. Every year he probably had a, since the full Nelson, the wham, 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 the you ain't eating all that fine in person.
Caption man.
Yeah,
every year, every 6 months.
Mr. Notable Quotable.
Mr. Notable Quotable, bro.
I don't even know how that work like that, but damn sure be going, like. Yeah, but nigga, at the same so much time, shit. I always tell the bros that, like, come up with something you can make your caption.
That's
like,
hard.
Even when I'm thinking about, like, come up with something you can make your caption, like, that's how more people, that's how songs really going viral and shit. Like, the songs that's popping, everybody got as their caption. Like, you got to just get something that they can get your caption. To me, that's like a major promotion. Like, if it's one of them bars where people going, because that's, like, the world right now, social media. So, like, everybody, like, posting something today, so you can get them to post one of your bars, and then like,
that should live forever.
That should live,
for real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah, shit. So do you still get excited? Like every time you walk out in front of a crowd and they got them,
I don't even get excited.
Not excited. I'm saying, is it still a certain feeling? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't put my mind in it, so I ain't even there. I'm just rocking the show.
I dig it.
Mm. You feel me? Like. Every now and then, if I lock eyes with a girl or a nigga, he just every word and he just white Pakistan. And then I almost had to get up out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I catch a girl, she like almost like she about to faint. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we was in Nigeria and they was like, baby just left.
Yeah,
man. Like I'm saying, like you shit, going shit like
shit
that.
Like now them, like them touch me a different way. Like, I'm like there. Like, I'm making my mind be there. Like, damn, like, I'm African.
Yeah.
He for like being like word, real word. Deal. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's it. Then,
I done did so.
Yeah, then I ain't even got to my, nowhere near my best yet. That was just like on the, just the golden, and I got that type of love. Like, so just say I went there like a year ago. So them people, like, it means something different for them that I came. So they've been following me this whole year.
Yeah.
Next time I go, it's going to be even bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like ready to go again. Like, I went the first time and I already knew, like, I came. So now they like look at me different. Now I come back, they like really love.
Yeah, nah, cause they don't be believing the nigga come to them spots.
Yeah,
like
a lot
that.
Of people,
thinking the nigga gonna come.
A lot of people don't come though. But yeah. I ain't wanna come. Shit, I wasn't gonna come. Like, how I fold P a lot, like he just stayed on me like, hell nah, man, you gotta go, man. Ooh. To the point that even like, shit, I'll let you keep my percent, goddamn, but go. Like, you need to go. But in my head, you know, like 12, 16 hour flight, and then I can't take nobody with me, and they don't got good food, and I hate being stuck. I can fuck around. I'm just like, I ain't going. You feel me? Like, I don't want to do it. Whatever the case, I don't want to do it.
But they had you with the escort and shit through the city and all that shit, right?
Yeah. Now I had them fuck around. At first, I was just standing in my room. Then this dude, Davido, look, African rapper, he been in Atlanta sometimes.
Yeah.
Davido.
He said he had you on the jet skis and all that shit.
See,
he
Davido,
was saying.
I fuck around. Davido pulled up on me like, that shit was like.
He made that shit like
the
Atlanta.
Best shit ever. Like,
yeah.
Like you would leave Atlanta. Like,
right.
Real deal. Like, cause he like, his daddy like a king.
Yeah.
So it's like how the bros probably feel running around with me all day. Like,
We could do anything.
You feel me? Like, I broke on back it. Like, however, whatever. Yeah. Like, it was one of them. I got an African, like, but way deeper than, like, me. Like, the police do what we tell them to do.
Yeah.
Like, that level, like, when we get to a certain street, the police go and start following us. Like, we hop out the car, they, like, a whole different level in Africa. Like, Africa will make you respect America, though.
Yeah, nah, for sure, you right.
Make you respect and shit. All them places overseas.
Wiz Kid, we was over to fuck with the nigga Wiz Kid.
Right.
He from right there, but they had the shit that he the same way out there. Like, they fuck with him out there.
Yeah, like going out there in them different countries, they got different morals and shit. So, like, just talking to them. Then I got a chance to meet a couple of them, like, couple like soccer players and shit, like, so I just when I fuck around and just meet one of them, I want to know so much, I just ask them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
Like something simple, they ask you, like, where you from? Like, you like America, they like, where you from, though? Like where you from? They want you to be like, where you from in Africa? Like, when you ask them where they from, they tell you where they from. Then they tell you, like, where they lived. Like, well, I'm from Ghana, but I'm from Amsterdam. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just simple shit like that. Like, they hold everything. Be like, I ain't claiming nothing. Nobody brung us here. Like, we were slaves and got brought to Amsterdam. Like, I ain't claiming Amsterdam. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, like, deep, like, some shit. Like, we on childish, like, street games. Like, leave folk really on that about their culture. Like, their family, like, they... That shit be deep to me. I be
we soft skin
like
over here, bro. I told you that, bro. This shit all soft skin, bro. Them folk got they shoes off over there, Jack.
Yeah, we real soft. Real mud. Type. Like,
yeah, bro.
Like, they ain't, like, getting out the mud. They, like, getting out the mud, for real.
Like, riding from the airport with that shit look like. But that shit stink.
Boy, I'm talking about, like, real deal, like, respect it. It should make you respect everything. Like, boy, I'm telling you.
This shit pitiful, bro.
Africa ain't no joke.
I'm African. Like,
but them folks still going through that shit. And niggas over here complaining about these bitches.
Hey.
Yeah, shit like that. Man.
Does Lil Baby worry about some shit like traveling around and shit? This is a question for everybody. Anybody care about the coronavirus shit? Do you think about that shit when you hear about it?
Yeah, I kind of thought about it, but I be on some like... I'm on some manifestation shit.
Yeah, that shit with Chinese folks. Shit can't harm niggas, man.
Yeah, I ain't.
That shit ain't for us, man. We don't be through too much shit.
I ain't trying to put... I be saying it, too. But I got that real immune system. Like, you been in prison, your immune system could take anything.
Be different, huh?
Shit.
You go one of them level 5 camp where they don't even clean up that bitch. That bitch like... Man,
the coronavirus down.
That shit down there. That shit been down there, man. You don't get sick.
I already
shit,
caught that shit.
But you can live, goddamn.
Yeah, you can live.
Your body, my sister could take that shit to get used to it. I ain't tripping.
So, what's one of the worst things you hate to see a new artist do to try to get on? Like if I see an artist doing that, you really want to call this nigga? Like, nah.
I be telling him, like going at other niggas, like in your raps.
Like dissing niggas and shit.
Like even
clout shit.
Even like soft dissing niggas. Like,
yeah.
Like, I could have more than everybody, but I don't say that in my songs. I just say what I got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't like, I'm riding this and y'all niggas riding them little bit ass car. Like, don't y'all niggas it.
Yeah,
on y'all niggas.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because anybody can take that personal.
Don't even act like you going at people. You know what I'm saying? If you going to pop your pop. Like, people going to respect you more for being humble. Like, not like you goddamn big bad wolf. Like,
yeah.
They ain't respecting it. Like, even like my artist Dirty Tay, like, for instance, like, I know for a fact we ain't never had shit. No, none of us. Even them, like, more than me, because I done had something before. Like, even before I started rapping, I was like, I already a little baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already had a name.
Yeah.
I already get real money to the point where I got to handle myself certain type of way. I've been having people like, that's Lil Baby. I've been catching people tell people, like, that's Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Before I was a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, I've been having people want to take a picture of me. I don't rap no, they just want to take a picture with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. So, just say Dirty Tape, and my artist, goddamn. People want to take a picture of him. They posting his page. You got bad hoes, goddamn. Posting your shit now. You got rich niggas, like, saying what's up to you when you walk in the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, folks, like, that can automatically put you on a high horse. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, they weren't doing that. Now they doing that, so you're going to start feeling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always telling them, like, hey, bro, don't let that shit go to your head. Like, nigga might tell me something, like, so? Like, that shit don't mean nothing. Like, on some, like, not on no hang shit or nothing. You know I ain't hang.
Hold on, you saying what? Break it down, bro?
Like, he might just say, bro, like, said posted my shit. And I'm like, so? You mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, that don't mean nothing.
Don't let it get in your head.
Ain't saying,
he
like,
supposed to.
I ain't saying, like, don't appreciate it. Like, yeah, repost it. Like, tell him appreciate it, but don't put it in your head. Like, you that nigga, because y'all posted your shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no.
You got a nigga in that bag, so you that
you
nigga.
You got to be that nigga when you, yeah. When all, that's what I be saying, like, I won't be saying I'm that nigga. Because, goddamn, it's like levels that I ain't at yet.
Let the people say it, though.
For real.
Yeah, that's like that.
Like, that's me. I never put a title on myself, bro. I let the people make up the narrative of whoever the fuck you think I am.
I got one of them bars, like, one of them deep bars like that in one of my songs. On Emotional Scar, like, I really like, I ain't into that. Whatever the people say I am, then that's what they say I am. Like, I ain't going to say I run Atlanta. Like, you know, I pop my shit, like, but just far as, like, shit I say, I ain't on that. I ain't on no. I rap better than these niggas. You know, like, I'm going to say my little.
Oh, no, you got it. Yeah.
For the most part, I ain't on it.
You ain't ego tripping.
I ain't ego tripping at all.
Yeah.
At all. Like,
that's the
word.
And
my congratulations, I really mean it. Like, it's really enough money out here for all of us in this game. Like,
too much.
We serving the same 10 niggas, where it's like.
Thank you. Or the city. We ain't even serving the same niggas in the city.
So, bruh, ain't come on, man. No competition.
Man,
like,
come on, man. I was just talking
about
it.
Ain't like no pack. Where it's like, if I bought the pack from you, I can't buy the pack from you. I already got a pack. Like, man. I could buy both of the packs. The same person could buy everybody shit. One person.
Man, come on,
same
man.
Same one person buy everybody shit. Ain't no sense to us, goddamn. Man, maybe I'm trying just to make different them folk buy your shit.
Just
your
different
shit,
exactly.
Shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, everybody shit. I'm trying to make them folk do it.
You at the top, bro. It's safe to say you're number one. So, you know, sometimes that just come with just hate and different type of shit you don't experience. So, what if you woke up one day and a nigga decided on a rap song, I'm going to diss a little baby? Like, said your name and shit. Like, would you go to the studio and...
Hell no.
Okay, we're
no
just response. Trying to see. No response.
No response.
What if they got a little buzz?
I might tweet. I heard that.
Oh, you heard it? Okay, you gonna give him a tweet.
Something. I heard that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when we get on your ass, when I see
you. Okay.
Right. That's what's why.
Yeah.
Shit, there go.
Ain't gonna be no back and forth. No back and forth.
Y'all gonna get on my ass or...
It's gone. We gonna see each other. We gonna see each other.
My name in the song, bro. Yeah. And we on the same show and shit.
Yeah.
Man, shit.
So ain't gonna be no rap competitions with Lil Baby.
The energy you put out is what you get out. You don't even put out.
You don't put that out. I don't foresee that. But some niggas just be like you say, they hate themselves, so they just go hate everybody.
Them niggas gonna look. Niggas
they gonna look.
They wanna do it. It's some niggas wanna do it now, but they can't.
They
can't.
Fans probably go against them. Like, why you trying to diss little baby?
Exactly, bro. Niggas can't. Like, niggas wanna do it now, but they just can't do it.
Yeah, backfire.
You can't do that because niggas gonna be like, man, that's a sucker shit. The real niggas, the fans, everybody.
Doing that for you to diss. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I hear ain't shit. They be this straight ain't shit. If it got out, you would be like, damn, shout out, real hater. Mm. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just like you said, if you hang, you just a fuck nigga. Like, straight up, just. I know niggas I did something too, don't even hate me.
That's when we say that's when you know your music, that's when you know you hot and you on fire.
Straight ops.
Like, man, that nigga jamming. I know he did woo woo woo, but he jamming.
Damn, boy, that shit powerful, boy. That music, music powerful though, for real.
That's the power of hits, bro. When you make a hit, when you make a hit, that's how it be, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
That shit powerful.
Yeah.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
It's going down March 20th. It's the shit show at the Buckhead Theater. You know, this the ATL Apollo where all the up-and-coming stars come to shine. If you can make it at the shit show, you can make it anywhere. It's the funniest shit you ever seen in your life. And it's all going down March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. Make sure you go to theshitshowatl.com right now and get your tickets. March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. It's the shit show. Brought to you by Live Nation.
Well, my turn, bro. That's the album. Talk to us a little bit about this. So we've been hearing you say which.
Now my turn. Come out tonight.
Yeah.
I got 20 songs, like 8 features. I really don't be having a lot of features from people. Mm. I got like Future Thug, Gunna, my two artists, Moneybagg Yo, like my regular people I be dealing with on the basis. So got them on there. I feel like this is my best album yet. You know what
now, why is that so? Because, I mean, that's what a rapper usually say. This is my best shit yet. So you're supposed to, but why do you think so?
I ain't never said that, though. Like, this is my best one yet.
He's saying, like, why you think dropping them?
Like, I know because over the year, I ain't even dropped music in a year. Since I joined the game, I was dropping a tape, like, every 4 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, this time, I really didn't drop nothing in a year. So it's like, and then it ain't like all the 20 songs from, like, 2-3 months ago. So it's like... Everything I went through in that year and my mindset from that year, like a whole year of just whatever I've been going through, whatever it been, however it been. Then I got in the studio again when I'm like down there perfecting my craft. When I first was just like trying to be a rapper, my other takes been trying to be a rapper. Like this take like I'm a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like, I really put thought into it. You know what I'm saying? Like not like thought into my music, but just like the whole setup. Like,
yeah, the whole rollout and everything.
I got to put an album out. I put a thought into it versus just go in the studio, make a song, put that shit out. You feel me? I like kind of put thought into this.
Why you call it My Turn?
Cause I feel like it's my turn to everything I'm doing. Like my turn showing the way to go. My turn showing like who that, like who not. Like my turn just being like, a lot of people say they could feel like it's been my turn, but to me it haven't. Like, at all. Mm. To where I'm trying to go. Like, yeah, it was my turn to get started already. But now it's my turn to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I did have my turn already, like, to get started. I was the new artist at first. I had my turn as the new artist. Just came in. Now it's my turn to be like.
Seal the deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Seal the deal, nigga. I'm here.
Like, stay in. Put me in that category. Yeah. Put me in. Like,
don't start mentioning me with the legends.
Shit like that.
Because I'm here now. I'm trying. My shit on
this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Then it only get better from here on out. So, shit.
Why? Cause the nigga gonna, like I said, nigga gonna start seeing shit that, like, I know the situation you in, you seeing shit, different shit that you never thought you'd see.
Exactly.
Every other day.
Everything we doing, I'm just saying it's something to rap about. Whatever I do, man, it's just something to rap about. And I'm like, damn, you, man, it's something to rap about. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something for me to rap about, cause now that's my life, so whatever I got going on in my life, shit, I can put that shit in the song. I ain't tripping, I spent that much. Shit, that shit is something to rap about. Shit,
you got them folk with the big GT, man. You got them folk get them shit redid.
Shit like that. Like, something to rap about, literally, though.
Like,
right.
Real
yeah.
shit.
Like, shit that be
that's
something.
Embarrassing.
Whatever, however you do it, whatever the day might consist of with me, that's what I'm rapping about. Like,
good baby, you hard, bro. No cap.
I appreciate it.
What's some other shit you want to do? Because you're talking about everything you done did in a pretty fast time so far. So what'll make you happy now? Like one of your partners popping off, rapping that's under you? Like what's the other shit that'll make you happy?
Yeah, that definitely. More than one of them popping off rapping. Mm-hmm. Where I can make money off of them.
Okay.
And then like, because if they make $10,000 to $15,000 a show, I don't make money off of that. Mm. Like, so that mean they gotta be like me damn near for me to make money.
You want more you and you embrace that.
Yeah, you gotta be hard. Like a me that's for hard. Me to yeah. for me yeah. to make money.
Niggas be thinking out there. I hate when I hear niggas say like this nigga feel like he wanna be bigger than me. He supposed
yeah, I
to.
I want you to be bigger than me.
He's so supposed
I
can to. Chill.
Yeah.
You feel me? The moment you be bigger than me, baby, don't drop another album, man. I can chill.
Facts.
I drop one with you if you want me to. Like, man, I can go on and go this way. I ain't got to worry about falling off. You feel me? When I fall off, you fall on.
How like, make you feel to see niggas, like, emulate you or try to rap just like you and shit and try to be you? Like, how that shit make you feel?
Hey, it's so crazy. I see it, but I sometimes it pisses me off they do it too much. Like, like come on, ease up, bro. Like,
yeah.
Your folks are going to notice
yeah,
it. The
yeah,
man,
yeah,
I notice it. You feel me? Like, but for the most part, it's more on some, like, for instance, like, are you from Atlanta? Like, just say Future, for instance. Like, if he do something, like, whatever he was doing, goddamn, like, niggas gonna do it. Like, at that time when he was just, like,
yeah,
had the city, like, whatever.
What, watch, whatever.
Whatever the game yeah. going on, like, that's what niggas wanted to do. Like, like, so with me, it's, like, the same thing, like, I respect that that's what y'all want to do. Like, that's the thing to do. Like, I ain't going to be like, damn, you trying to steal nigga swag. Like,
nah, for
I'm
sure.
On, I'm
for
on
sure.
like, you know, that's
yeah, I'm going to start wearing Dickies, got them. The young
nigga
wearing Dickies.
That's what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you got that shit together. I yeah. ain't on no, like, y'all nigga trying to dress like a nigga.
I'm talking about
like,
niggas who trying to sound and talking about be little baby.
Sound and look.
Like, he don't even want to be little baby. He want to be the imp. He want to be the little you.
I mean, I ain't
it's
wanna,
a couple of them niggas out
I
there.
I ain't want to be no little nobody, but goddamn. I don't know how I feel about that. I ain't gonna lie. I don't really be like, you
cause
know.
Cause you know you don't been in the club and you don't heard a song, but like, I ain't make that shit.
Niggas from out of town.
Yeah, I be hearing it a lot though. I tell you, I'm like, I need niggas, but
I ain't make
I
that
just
shit.
I just feel like I said, it's enough money for all of us to the point where I don't be tripping. Like,
yeah. That's good energy, bro.
Like, I
salute that.
You said the right shit.
Yeah, I salute that.
I don't, nobody can't be little baby better than me, so I ain't tripping. You feel me? Like, you can act like me all you want to. Ain't gonna never be a chance where you acting like me get bigger than me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm me.
Yeah.
Like, I stop showing you what I do, you won't even be able to act like me. then you're going to be lost, and I'm still going to be doing what I'm doing. So I ain't really tripping. I want people to do what I do in a sense. You get what I'm saying?
Like, what's up with these bitches, man? These hoes going crazy. What you going to do out here, man?
Man, them hoes just be...
What you going to do out here, man?
I be busy.
You be busy?
I be busy. But I be... Other folk be telling me that shit, like, I be late to it, like... I'm like, it'd be too late by the time I get it. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, this shit out there.
Yeah, I might get a call, but I don't even know where that shit come from. My folk be tripping so much, everybody. Yeah, try. I don't even need to think about why they tripping.
You go and make this shit a bar.
Hear me then. That's all it can do, is turn into a song. Like, something for me to rap about, man. Y'all,
something for you to rap about.
Give me something to rap about, man. Fuck.
Who's my sales? I'm finna drop too.
Man, that what I ain't with, though. I wish it would have happened around the time I went for the drop.
Yeah.
Because I ain't with that. Like,
you only popping because of this. Or this
only
shit
going number one.
Yeah,
though,
you know, like, no, regardless.
Even though you
one.
Know I ain't only popping because of that, but still, I just don't even want
then
that.
You might try to throw that in the mix.
I just don't even want that around my wave. Like,
yeah.
When your album drop, then you know that shit ain't fake. That shit my real life. That shit wasn't supposed to go like that. You know, like,
yeah, that shit wasn't no marketing scheme.
Gimmick, no marketing scheme. I don't got marketing scheme.
Niggas
know
that
shit. You
know
what I'm saying? Like, but niggas do shit like that, though. You feel me? Like,
for real?
They got to.
They got all
no
type
choice.
Of scheme. But it's by the folk be telling
me. Like, making their own moves.
Like, now I got label, like myself. I'm seeing the tricks and trades or it takes to help your artists get popping. You know, like, a lot of that I ain't really have to go through because I just had, like, but I'm just saying, like, from trying to pop somebody from nothing who don't got what I had and shit, like, they got all kind of tricks and shit for niggas, like.
For real?
What? But you'll be surprised, like. And ain't even no, like, no pen or nobody no money, just, like,
scam.
Just, like, it ain't even no scam. It's, like, promotion. These folk got these companies, they come up with these bright-ass ideas.
They
and
clever
that
as fuck.
That
like.
Shit work.
Oh, okay.
Like, they come up with them. You know, shit I do, like, I go viral, and, like, naturally, like, I just try something. But these folks really got game plans to go viral, and that shit work. You feel me? Like,
they
got them.
Shit, I need to call them folks. That other nigga need to go by.
They ain't talk to everybody. You feel me? They don't talk to everybody.
Who
you gotta just
folks,
meet
man?
Them. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Who know them folks?
I need to meet them folks. I've been hearing about them. I ain't met them yet. And I'm gonna turn you on. I meet them. Yeah, I got these folks. We got them. Show.
Nah,
run the whole Atlanta through that bit. They're like, damn, every nigga from Atlanta pop.
Them little ass niggas be with you, bro. Them niggas really be with you. Like, little ass boys. Like,
right.
I seen little boy had to be 7 years old, man. On stage, bro.
He like 10.
Nigga pocket full,
but,
too.
But they like the other bros, little bros.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like, or they live in apartments.
But they already raised up, popping it, though. Them young niggas already got it.
They live in apartments, like, literally. So, like, I just come out there. They live there. Like, they 24/7 and shit. Like,
yeah.
They don't know nothing else. That's what it is. Like, so shit, that's what they gonna be like. So I'd rather just have them with me and just, instead of just, you feel me?
Yeah.
Trying to do some more shit to be like me. You feel me? I'd rather just, y'all could just hang with me. I'm make sure y'all be fresh.
Up.
Y'all go to school. I get whatever. I'm talking about whatever. Like, the crazy shit. Whatever y'all want. Y'all can get.
Little nigga turned up.
And just whatever. And yeah, that shit, that's what I'm fascinated with. Like, I ain't fascinated with cars, I ain't fascinated with jewelry, I'm fascinated with, like, seeing my folk do good. You know what I'm
saying? Seeing another person come from
that's
nothing
hard.
To be something.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's hard.
Or seeing me be able to help somebody, like, that'd be the best feeling. Like, I could really go on the block and get, like, 3-4 niggas, 2-3,000. Like, man, you know how that shit make me feel, because I already know how it make them feel. Like, I can imagine me standing on the block and a nigga come through, like, the rich nigga from around the way and give me 2 bands.
Mm.
Man, like, man, that's the dream.
I know how
like,
I felt to get them hundreds back
you
in the day when I was
like,
buying
the
deals.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even, I can't even imagine 1,000, like.
Yeah.
I see nigga,
changed
I go to
my life.
I see nigga, I go to school with at the store still. Show that you be doing, yeah, I buy you 2 pounds. Just like, I don't even know, like, I don't talk to them for, I don't want to see you, no, nothing, whatever, just. Like
get right, nigga.
That's what turned me on. Like that's what I'm chasing. Like you know, like no new watch, no
like
new
that.
Cars. Like I do that shit whenever I do it, just cause. But that ain't really what I want to do. Like for me, fucking with everybody else be my get off. Like shit, I get off all that. Buy my mama no shit, sister them hoes. I get off on shit like that. Because at this point, me buying, they don't even... Like, I don't want to see my little buddy, them Fred. They, that shit look better on them anyway. Like, to me.
That's real.
You know you love Atlanta for sure, but any other cities that you fuck with that you feel like when you get there, like it's almost like home?
I don't really fuck around. I don't fuck around.
It's Atlanta for you.
I handle my business and come back home.
Yeah.
I even come back home every day. Like, I got show Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I come back to Atlanta every day.
Well, you fly?
I do my show and come back and then go back.
You fly back?
I land back in Atlanta at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we leave again at 6, 7 o'clock in the evening.
What if you in Texas?
And I come back to Atlanta and then go back to California. Yeah.
I was just dropping in, see my baby, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. See my little boy, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, I might have some little run around in Atlanta. But that's what I just, because at first it was like, I had to get back. So that's what I was accustomed to, so that's what I do. Like, I don't even stay gone.
What, like on papers or something?
Just all of it. Yeah, I just had to. I had to be back because I had to have a pass to go to each place. Then, like, hustling, I probably just trying to get back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, boy, like, coming into my own and shit.
All type of shit. You feel me? I done left these folk with this shit, and I can get back. I can go in 3-4 days. So, then, like, having a girlfriend where you are, like, gone 3-4 days, that shit going to be hard. So, it just, like, really just for everybody else down there. Like, come back and get them a part of me. Like, every day, that's what I do, versus just being gone. I could be gone, though. Like, it got to make all the way no sense to come on.
How, like, when you in the crew, like, coming up, like, hey, you lost some niggas along the way just because you...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you think there was, like, niggas just jealousy or what?
I mean, like, I lost my main mans before I even blowed up. But on this money shit, so like, I ain't even getting let niggas get close to me to lose. Like niggas I already lost. Like, the ones I love, they like, I damn sure ain't even gonna get them a chance to burn me, really. So they good already. Like, they ain't even gonna get a chance to cry me down there. Like,
yeah.
And then they do
that. Ain't put you in no situation like that.
Yeah.
Let you steal some or something.
Yeah, then they do. But even then, like, ain't even, you feel me? Like, it's just the mentality, you feel me? Like, I ain't even too tough, nigga. I ain't gonna have no chance to steal from me. For real.
Oh, you got your shit too.
Hell. Between y'all two.
Between
both y'all. Y'all gonna get it. You feel me? It'll be between y'all two. Like, ain't already like.
Yeah.
I done had an incident before where somebody done stole something from me. 10 bands. I had 40 bands on the table. Somebody stole 10 bands. But it was like 10 people in the room. So that was just one of them.
Nigga struck.
You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
you got out. I don't know who did.
I can't say who did. I go crazy on everybody, though, but, you know, can't blame nobody. So, you know, in this studio, matter of fact. Yeah, in this studio. But other than that, like, I ain't really too tough. I ain't really had no problems on that because I be on it. Like,
what made you go back to the Dickies, though? Like, niggas, when you coming up, niggas in your hood wearing Dickies and shit, OGs and shit.
Yeah, that been like the D-Boy swag.
Yeah, though. Nah,
like,
no, I'm just saying, like.
Like, Dickie suit, go Dickie suit, like.
But you brought it to this generation, though, you know what I mean?
Right, but I was already wearing Dickie suit from the other generation. Like, I've been hanging around the older niggas, so I've been know about the Dickie suit, Nike boots, like, shit like that, like real trap gear.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think exactly. Oh, one of the bros just told me that they, because that's why I ain't, well, niggas ain't really been wearing them, because they was the fat ones.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they ain't really wearing the big clothes no more, so they ain't really wearing the dick.
I take my shit to the cleaners, get them
Hit. See, but then my man, they started making them slim. They just didn't start making them the slim way how we wearing our clothes, so.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm going to go dick suit. Goddamn. I went to the real Dickie website and just ordered them. Just ordered every cut of shit, man. I don't hear a cent, man.
Nah, they fucking with
it. Like, this nigga, that nigga, that. And I'm like, oh, man. So I done DM Dickie myself. Like, y'all need to come on with
him. Him,
man. Hey, man.
Him, man.
Y'all see what's going on?
Now.
I know y'all see what's going on. Man. Ain't no way. That shit ain't.
Y'all have had a spike in price.
Ain't no way, ain't no spike. Ain't went up. Ain't no way.
Yeah, but that's shit. That's the best way though, cause niggas don't wear the same shit twice really.
Yeah, that's really the best way. You can throw these away easy.
Yeah.
And be fresh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really be fresh. Really throw it away when you get down, like, and get you another. Like,
exactly. Less than $60.
Then you can get you. To then that's what I'm saying. They high now.
Yeah, like, they all went up.
They even went up to like
they know what they got.
The
nah, they know what they got.
The jacket.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Jacket.
Nah, they know
like,
what they
got. 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I used to go over there and
$20
from the place for exactly. You, for you, like
they were
$20.
I going there with a 40 and goddamn
whole outfit.
Nigga, yeah. Wonder why I'm wearing the motherfucker, man? Because I don't like. I don't, nigga, I wear them bitches every day. I don't care.
Like easy.
It's the cheap shit.
It's cheap. It look good, and you can do it the right way.
Why get not? More bitches in them dickies, man.
All the way. You don't got to worry about nothing.
You just can't fit no bank rolls in them bitches, really, man. That's the only thing about them.
Yeah, you got to just goddamn have that motherfucker on you the long way.
Not
yeah.
Way,
you got to have them on you the long way. Goddamn, you ain't going to bet it. You ain't going to bet it.
Put too
goddamn
much in
put
them.
Too much in them. You got to have your little bag or something close by.
Like going in Crucial or going in a club out of town, you'd rather go in Crucial, huh? Like Atlanta shit, like you like Atlanta, like I see.
Now,
like you don't turn out shit in Atlanta. You let anybody come on.
That
like nigga baby had 10 shows in the butt in Atlanta. That just be packed.
That just because of the city, so like I'm there. But like, out of town, I'm performing. Like out of town, I be having shows. They be like concerts and shit now. So like I don't really just have like little club hosts and shit that much. Like after parties and shit, but. It don't be the same vibe. But I went to Crucial the other day with Dirty Table, it ain't the same vibe. I really just sit in the back, just sit back. Cause
yeah, that's
what
I did.
I ain't even just get on stage or nothing. Like, I ain't really
feel like I'm
that.
Showing
yeah,
out if I just
like,
do
like, yeah, I
feel like I'm overdoing it.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, cause I came in there with Brenham. It just, I don't know, my vibe just like just sit in the cut. You know what I'm saying? I had to go just to go. Mm-hmm. I walked up there one time, you know, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't even want to go, to be honest.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, nah, I just said Crucial, like, Atlanta Club is
yeah,
better.
Like, nah, you said Crucial, so Crucial yeah. Is a different vibe than come down,
it's just real. An Atlanta yeah, Club, yeah. Yeah. There's Crucial and there's Atlanta
yeah,
Club.
Yeah, I really going there because, like, you know, safe haven, like, you know, out of town, the bros don't even have fun because they watch me. So, you know, like, we at work down there, you hear me? Like,
yeah.
Can't get it bad. We got to leave out here safe. Yeah. Goddamn, make sure nobody do no goofy shit. Yeah. But like in Atlanta, you know, we more chill.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still getting paid, but you know, it's like.
We at home.
I came home, I'm in town. You know, I got bros who can't leave out of town, all that. More folk with me, more ho, you know.
Yeah.
It's a feel. Like out of town, it might be 5 of us. You know, like, nigga ain't going to the club 5 deep. You feel
nigga tweaking.
You feel me? Like,
yeah,
so,
nigga tweaking out of town.
So we gotta go to the club 5 deep. We in a big ass session, them 5 yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't even be all that, you feel me? Like, so Atlanta, you know, you vibe with your bro, kick how you wanna kick it, you know what I'm saying? So but you know, my concert be cool, come on stage by myself.
Yeah.
Feel me? Whatever we leave, we get back on the plane and dip. But far like going to the club, I be in a session, you know, 4-5 of us and shit like that. So I don't really like going to the club, like out of town.
What's the worst shit a nigga ever tried you on the road? Like, you know, cause niggas, I don't give a fuck who you are. Niggas don't try they move. Like on the road, out of town, you know, like, you know, niggas get mad when you can't just like, walk like, and take pictures with them and shit.
Check in shit, like, nigga like, baby, check in, baby. I don't even say nothing to niggas except if they say that to me. Like, that's the only time.
What do you say?
Like, yeah, nigga like, fuck, baby. I don't even say nothing, but if a nigga be like, check in, like, that do something to me. Check in shit.
Check in with who?
And then I had a situation in St. Louis where I came to the video shoot, but I was like 2-3 hours late. And when I went in there, I had on like some high-top Alpha 1 that I wanted to change to the low-top Alpha 1. So I walked out the little building to the Sprinter and changed my clothes. And a nigga like, they fuck nigga just walked out. Like,
talking about the shit on Instagram?
Yeah, he like, yeah. I made these folk get on his ass, some one of my men, and walk out.
You and harder, yeah.
He stayed in there because I was coming back. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So my man walked out like, hell nah, I ain't going in there. I'm like, that shit dead. I'm like, what the hell you talking about? He like, man, that nigga tripping, man. He just saw the nigga by the time they come out. He like, fuck nigga, you just said, goddamn, whatever. So now he done told me what he said. I'm like, that shit dead. Like, and I get a nigga money back, though. Like, I gave him the money, but
yeah,
I
nigga, you, you just fucked the whole vibe.
Like, yeah, like I ain't even gonna you talking about fuck, nigga. Ain't. There's no way I can even shoot the video for the money. Like, you feel me? I gave him the money, man, dude. But like, that's most of the only crazy thing ever to me. Like, I don't like we. Nah, I take that back. Somebody tried to snap my chain before in North Carolina.
When? Mm. Recently?
Yeah, nah. But it went on no like walk like. I think Offset and them had gotten to it in the club and like World or some shit. And got down. It was like Tim Ball's club. Everybody was like, when I'm leaving, but like, I'm on game. Like, I've been doing this shit forever. So when the commotion go on, I put my chains in my shirt already. When I was walking, a nigga came from behind me and just, but my chains was already in my shirt. He didn't know my chains was in my shirt. He know I had on chains. So he like, someone, I just, in the midst of everybody, goddamn, I feel, see, like, that's why, like, when I walk out the club, I don't let the bros, like, touch me. And, like, hey, everybody, we're going to walk slowly. And we're going to take our time. All that, like, everybody, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
nigga going to get in the confusion.
That's when you can get in the middle. Like, bro, hey, y'all stop. Make everybody get back slowly. Like, and we can walk. Bro, I'm looking down at my chains and shit. So, y'all give me enough space so I can walk. Don't grab me. My security don't pull me. Don't touch me, really.
Yeah.
No, this club security, I don't even want you. Because y'all pushing and I want the bros. They know how to do it, y'all. Get around me, make sure nobody don't reach their hand, because it ain't nothing to get your chain.
Hell no, nah, any nigga can't, because nigga grab that you don't.
Shit. No, I don't even say nigga can't take my chain. Mm. I say what's going to happen if you do take
my chain. Yeah, real shit.
Nigga can take your chain. You can even get the hand, I can win, and you can get my chain. Yeah. It's the chain. You feel
nigga can take an ass whipping for that shit.
Nigga take an ass. Boy, y'all can get on nigga ass. When a nigga get the chain and go down.
And start passing them off and shit. These nigga pass them off and everything.
You don't got your chain back, so I already know nigga can get that chain.
Nah, real shit.
Nigga can get that chain.
Nigga get that chain, but dude, you got enough nuts to take what's going to come with this.
That's my own thing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so. But, so we don't have to get into that. Like, all right, y'all stay back. Make sure y'all nobody don't get up on me before I get my, get reach for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because now what else you expect a nigga to do who ain't got nothing?
I know what niggas on. You know what I mean? I know for a fact what niggas on. I'm telling you, hey, bro, get your ass back, bro. Don't put your hand up.
Yeah.
Niggas say, hey, what's up, nigga? Don't put your hand up. Like,
oh, check in. What you say, baby? What niggas say this shit?
Nah, I don't know, but I should. You fucked up, man. No, nigga, none of that, nigga.
Nigga was shooting the bitch up.
Man, oh God, nigga. For real. But, like, I don't respect it. I don't respect it, but I respect it.
Because some nigga go for it.
Because it's like, nah, I'm saying, what I ain't respecting check in nowhere. I respect when niggas be on some My City shit. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I don't be on it, like. But I ain't coming trying to take over your, like, your city booked me, you feel me? Like, so, you know, it's love here, you know what I'm saying? I ain't on no, like, my baby on the nigga, but it's your town. Like, that's why I tell my security, too, like, hey, don't be putting your hand on these nigga.
Because I know what I ain't gonna go for.
Man, tell a nigga, screw me. Don't be all that old, like, you got baby coming through pushing. Don't do that shit.
Yeah, because nigga gonna try me off.
Hey, I ain't on that, bro. Yeah. Man, these folk. Yeah. Don't push these folk, man. Tap them. Hey, you let me by. When they see me, they need to, you know, they'll get by. You know, don't be all right, pushing on nigga, because if the security push me, we got a problem.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you with. Then that make a nigga like, this pussy that nigga, baby. I should push
a
nigga.
Yeah.
When I ain't even that type of nigga. Yeah. Feel me? When he have my folk handling no nigga like that. Like, it might be just a club security. Y'all all the issue though. I like, y'all can walk. I walk myself. I'm good. I can handle myself down there with the bro. They know what to do. They know what they ain't going to push no nigga out the way and shit. Hey, excuse me, bro. You all that about?
Yeah.
Like, real respectful. Nigga, I ain't on that.
I remember one time we had shit in South Carolina. They going in there cleaning the state. Like, clear the state, big bank coming. I was like, hey, man. Y'all ain't got to do all y'all gonna make the tension so fucked up.
So now like, they at you like, this nigga think you gotta come here clean? Nah, but I ain't on that. I'm telling you, I ain't on that. They ain't got nothing to do with me. These folk on that.
Yeah, but real
I'm,
shit.
I'm on some screw me type shit, cause that way when I know if it go left, I ain't in the wrong.
Exactly.
It go left like that, I'm down in the wrong. You pushing these folk, nigga, turn around and smack me out now, you feel me? Like, or build ain't nuts up to run up there on me type shit. Like,
or start squeezing anything.
That definitely, even that's the most thing I'm scared of. You feel me? Like, but versus me, I done told you, excuse me and all that, then you still on some bullshit.
It is what it is.
And it is what it is, but I ain't trying to be the. I ain't trying to start shit. You hear me? I ain't trying to be the reason.
Who you ain't work with that you want to work with in the game?
Andre 3000.
That'd be hard too.
That's hard.
Just on some
Atlanta shit.
Yeah, like GOAT shit. He GOAT Atlanta. I'm just.
That's hard. You know what I'm saying? That should be hard too.
Yeah, just that's like the only person I can think, cause I really be like bumping shoulders with everybody nowadays. Like he about the only person who ain't in my reach. Like he probably is better than I know, but like just far, you know, he ain't on the social. I don't see him out. I done seen him like 2-3 times before I was a rapper, like on regular day shit just in Atlanta, like, but I ain't bumped into him like since I've been a rapper though.
Oh, you'll push up on him like, man, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm just going to holler, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just holler, you feel me? Just
that's hard.
See if he know me type shit, you feel me?
Nah, he know you.
He definitely know you.
Shit like that. Yeah, but you'll be surprised, man. That's what I'm saying, you know, like, some artists, you'll be surprised. They act like they don't even know you. Like,
what else they supposed to do? Saying, they feel like they took their spot. Like,
ain't saying Andre 3000 to do no shit. Like, nah. I'm saying, like, but you'll never know. Like,
they act like they ain't never heard none of your song. Like, yeah, I've been hearing about you, but I ain't
got
a
song. Yeah, like, yeah.
Man,
like,
you lying, pussy. Like, your girl listen to my shit.
Your children listen to my shit.
Yeah, going up.
What the
whoa.
Hell is you talking about? You lying. Folk. Ain't no way you, like, but
you know, that's the rap nigga shit. See, that's why I applaud you, bro. You ain't got on no rap nigga shit. You just on some little baby
shit.
Yeah,
like, even if I don't know you out there, I'm capping.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I want you to feel like I know you, bro.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. I've been here. He, like, ain't heard you, period, man. You feel me? But I ain't going to be like, man, who you say you was again? Like, come on, man.
Now you know it, you know a nigga.
Yeah, you really let me know you a hater. You a hater.
Yeah.
Hey, finally, bro, like, Big Facts, man, we got a lot of people watching from behind the walls in prison and shit that, you know what I'm saying, fuck with the movement and shit. What would you say to the niggas behind the wall to get us some motivation? Because you've been behind there yourself.
A lot of these songs be for them already. You know what I mean? Like, they know that. They can feel them that way. Because I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in tune with the prison system too much, really. You know what I mean? Like, I got so many bros, shit down the road, family, like, niggas who I don't got no niggas who I met in jail, like, I ain't fucking no niggas, like, no shit like that, but I got real people in jail, like, who was in jail with me, who I was talking to before I went to prison, like, who I'm still in tune with, and then now it's, like, different, because I'm, like, I got this power now, you know what I'm saying, like, I got a voice, I got money, I got so much, it's so different now, like, That shit crazy, like, man, but it's still people in prison who don't know about me, like, who only look at, they only hear my music and they only look at these interviews. So, like, if they don't catch the interview while I'm in it, they don't even know about me. They only can hear the music, but they don't know about me. They really look at interviews, like, them prison niggas, like, try to learn niggas and shit like that.
What's something you never told the world, like, that you want to get out from Lil Baby mouth, like, because you really... You be popping your shit, but you don't really just, you know what I'm saying,
get these fucking detail. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Try to just get into details, cause I don't know.
Something that the world might not know about Lil Baby, like shit you listen to or watch on TV, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit that entertain you.
I don't know. Like, just no off the wall shit. Like what you see, what you get with me down there. I ain't got no weird side, like no other side, like.
Nah, man, ain't too like that. I'm talking like, bro, like, you a nigga watch goddamn like, Love and Hip Hop, Housewife, whatever, like, do you watch TV or anything?
I don't do none of that, like, Love and Hip Hop in jail, them hoes on TV, I ain't watching none of that, like.
He really be hustling, like, he say that in his lyrics, like, you gotta stay in motion, like, he really be moving.
Whenever I hit the bed, I go to sleep. So, like, whatever I do, I watch Power. So I make sure I get me a, you know what I'm saying, a little time space for that. Like, but then it might take me like 4-5 days to watch one episode. Because when I lay down, I'm usually like 5 minutes down. Anytime, anywhere, really. If I lay down right now and then flow like 5 minutes, I'm going to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even be having a chance to watch TV and shit. Like, I'm always on the go from the time I wake up, basically. You know what I'm saying? Phone ringing. If I'm in the house, I ain't really trying to watch TV, so.
So did you ever thought your life would be a schedule, like, how you got down? I called the other day trying to get a date for somebody. They said, man, that nigga got down Friday goes to December, shit like that. Like,
See, goddamn, like, and that guy, I ain't never even think it could be what it is right now anyway. Like, I always thought I was going to be a big dope boy, though. Like, off top. Millionaire. I already like I'm gonna be a millionaire. Like,
yeah.
So that been my mindset for a long, long time now. So like one time I got in my mode when it was like it kinda hit me. One time I was smoking on the balcony and it just like everything almost hit me, like, damn, like I was almost crying, like that shit had hit me, like everything, like this shit real, like boy, I made it, like from just like I just started like thinking about shit, like. But I try not to go in that space too much. Like, I gonna get up out of that shit. Like, I be on the go so much, you know what I'm saying? So I could just go on and try not to phase it. Like, the more you know, like you steady wrong, you steady long. Like, the more you got down and on it, something wrong, like, it don't go right. So I take it for what it's worth. I don't take it for granted. Try to take advantage of it and then keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, that's love, bro. We appreciate you coming through, man.
We appreciate it, man. My turn.
Y'all having me, man.
20 songs out there. Definitely. Stream it everywhere.
We're going out crazy tonight.
We're going crazy tonight.
Number one. The number one nigga, Lil Baby. Give it up for Lil Baby, man. Representing that A-Town, number one. On top of the game.
Music for their head this time, though. Like. And that's why I got 20 songs. I don't got no speaker.
We'll hook it up.
We'll hook it up
after.
I got like 20 songs, cause I got like different songs. You know what I'm saying? Like song for like street niggas, song for people who ain't really in the street, like pains. Like I got like a rich nigga song. You know what I'm saying? Like broke nigga song. I got a couple different songs. You know what I'm saying?
But you be had to do shit too for the tour sake too. You know what I'm saying?
All the time. Like, yeah. I gotta be able to perform these songs because that's how I'm gonna be able to get the money off this shit.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, if I don't got them, like, okay, to the point, only like saying nigga in my song. If you catch, I say hitter now. My shows be so white when I say nigga and they say nigga, that shit do something to me. Like, for real. Like, I got the whole crowd saying nigga to me. I start saying hitter. Like, I just be saying hitter.
That's
hard. I don't be saying nigga like that. You know, I'm a sick because that's my vocabulary, but for the most part, like, I try to take that out. Because now, when I'm in the booth and I'm rapping, I got to think about my fans who I'm rapping to. Like, it could be a hoe. I'm thinking about, like, I want her to like this part. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about it. Now it's like, damn, bring them down the road. They going to feel their part. You know what I'm saying?
That's hard.
I got it down there. Cater to who I'm rapping to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm rapping to like bad bitches, solid niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody who wanna get a bankroll on the OGs listen to me, you know what I'm saying? Rich niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty women, like kids. I gotta keep everything in consideration when I'm rapping. So, like, I try to just go on it, you know what I'm saying?
My turn. Make sure y'all go fuck with that. Big shouts out Lil Baby for pulling up the Big Facts.
Oh, definitely. We don't get Big Fat turned all the way up. I fuck with Big Fat. I be watching these motherfuckers.
You do?
Hell yeah.
We appreciate that.
All on.
That love,
we appreciate that.
Bro, with that 23rd deep at the spot, we gone. We see you post a new one. Something like that.
Yeah. That's love.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
It's going down March 20th. It's the shit show at the Buckhead Theater. You know, this the ATL Apollo where all the up-and-coming stars come to shine. If you can make it at the shit show, you can make it anywhere. It's the funniest shit you ever seen in your life. And it's all going down March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. Make sure you go to theshitshowatl.com right now and get your tickets. March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. It's the shit show. Brought to you by Live Nation.